proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, and carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, please contact IBJM to subscribe or receive a sample copy. Recently, the magazine dealt with the topic of A New Day in Jewish Missions. While recent times have been difficult, I believe there is much to rejoice about. Today, I would like to share with you an article written by Brother Luis Ramos, pastor of Bible Baptist Church in San Luis Potosí in Mexico. He has been a dear friend of IBJM through the years. We asked him to share his perspective as a pastor in regards to Jewish missions in the Spanish-speaking world, and I trust this will be a blessing to you. Brother Ramos says, in 1999, during our yearly missions conference, Roy Lowe, a missionary with IBJM, gave a 15-minute presentation on the need to reach the Jewish people around the world. That day, his powerful plea for laborers stirred the hearts of many in that service, and it marked the beginning of missionaries from independent Baptist churches in Mexico surrendered to Jewish missions. It was also the beginning of a wonderful relationship with us and the Lowes and with IBJM. Historically, Catholicism has been an anti-Semitic religion. Thus, the majority of Spanish-speaking people around the world have a negative opinion of Jewish people. However, once they come to know Christ as their Savior and come to the biblical understanding that the Israeli people did not crucify Christ, that it was the sin of the whole world that nailed him to the cross, their thinking about Jewish people changes. Exposing these new Christians to Jewish missions gives them a new appreciation of God's chosen people through whom He gave us the blessed Word of God and the precious Lord and Savior, the Messiah, but not just for Israel, but for all nations and all people groups. What a joy it has been for me to see the veil of ignorance fall from the eyes of believers concerning Israel and to witness in them a newfound love for Israel. In Genesis chapters 1 through 11, we have the introduction to the scriptures, and in Genesis chapter 12, God's redeeming plan for the world is revealed with His covenant to Abraham. God promised him that his descendants would be blessed, and that from his seed, all families of the earth would be blessed. God also promised to bless those that bless Abraham's descendants, the Jewish people. As a pastor, I desire for the Lord to bless our church and our country when we are blessing Abraham's descendants, and God bestows His blessing upon us. What better way to be a blessing to Israel than to take them the precious and eternal gospel of salvation by supporting Jewish missions? 30 years ago, a year after we arrived in Mexico to start our church in San Luis Potosí, I visited a church in the city of Guadalajara, pastored by Jesse Garza. When I arrived, the member of the church congratulated me for coming to Mexico and said, "What a blessing that another missionary from the United States has come to Mexico." But I thought to myself, what a blessing it would be from when Mexico sends missionaries to other parts of the world. For these many years, it has been my prayer and burden that Mexico would become a missionary-sending country. And by God's grace, there are over 150 missionary families around the world from independent Baptist churches in Mexico. Honestly, when another missionary family from our church here in Mexico surrenders to Jewish missions, my heart is blessed beyond words, because we owe the Jewish people a great debt for being God's instrument in giving us the inspired Word of God and our blessed Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:14, "I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise." We can never repay the debt we owe to Israel, but we can invest our lives and our finances to reach the Jew first and the rest of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to hear this program again, please visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, please go to our website at ibjm.org or call us at 423-876-8150. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.